Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trend in the Place That You Love Now Place, where that is courtesy of Aiden Devlin, and it was supposed to be a REM stand, aka, I believe.
Oh.
Maybe. That's not one of my favorite REM songs. I'm a lifelong REM head, but that's not one of the ones that got me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of REM, Miles?
Oh man, I think it's vital for your sleep stuff, for sleep cycles.
Hell yeah, man. That's Miles. I'm Jack. This is what is trending.
You know what? I think it was Michael Stipe scared me. He was freaky to me when I, like, in the early 90s. Sure. I was like, yo, I don't know. He doesn't feel like a fun guy. He's just like, I'm fucking Michael Stipe. Like, and I wasn't feeling the music enough to learn more, aside from being like, he looks like a weird John Malkovich dude. I don't know. As a very superficial consumer of music at that age, I'm like, you look tired and sad, sir. So I'm not really feeling it. But what is the frequency, Kenneth?
Yeah. That was their rock album, Monster. Mm-hmm. And it's got monster riffs on it and some monster jams.
I know you
brother.
Fuck with the REM. Like, you,
I fuck with the REM heavy.
Yeah, what's a gateway album if you wanted to get me
Automatic for
it?
The People and Out of Time.
Yeah, you always actually talk about that, Automatic for the People. All right.
Do love that one.
I'll take it for a spin.
Champions League. What's happening, man?
Yep. What's good? I mean, Arsenal still aren't in the Champions League, but I still longingly look at the competition because it is fantastic. It's like anything. COVID is affecting sports. There's rules. The Champions League is like one of those leagues where you'll see teams like Juventus play a smaller team from, let's say, Zagreb or something like that. And now we're seeing like these sort of differences with countries in lockdown of some teams having supporters in the stadiums and others not. Because for the longest time, they were all empty matches or empty stadium matches, obviously, to combat the spread of COVID. But now, depending on what the local rules are, the UEFA is allowing some stadiums to sort of have fans. So essentially saying they're like, well, first they have to respect the like local like the laws within the country. And then from there, they'll say, look, no away fans are allowed in this, in like in the stadiums. And they also, the capacity has to be capped at 30%. So even if like they're allowed more, but those are just sort of, you know, I don't know, a way to have fans back in, but it still just feels very odd. I'm sure like, you know, 30% capacity is just something like, I can't quite get the vibes going in here when you're used to just like singing from the first minute to the 90th with a bunch of supporters.
So the idea that you have pro teams playing against like just lesser programs that aren't like part of some standardized like overarching organization like the NBA or the NFL, is Champions League more, or I guess that overall like infrastructure more like college football, would you say, like where it's like some of the teams are just like basically small schools that are
it's hard to say because it's like most of the sports that are played in America, like the leagues that are in America are the best league objectively for that sport.
Right.
And so what the Champions League is doing is that like saying, well, there's soccer, there's a league in England, there's a league in France, there's a league in Germany. And it's hard to say who has the best league. So that's where they have this, where like the best of each league are playing. So, I mean, it would be like Canadian basketball's top three teams versus the NBA's top three teams versus the Filipino league's top three teams. And yes, because some leagues are much more concentrated with talent because of like the cash that they have, you're going to get these sort of like mismatches. But sometimes you get for like, you know, very memorable ties where, you know, these underdogs get a shock result. Because the other thing is too, a lot of these teams, they're not good at like traveling in the dead of winter to like Minsk in Belarus.
Right.
So like, and the travel like affects the team. So sometimes like, you know, it can be an equalizer, but at the end of the day, like if your team's stacked, it can be a bit of a guaranteed result.
Right. And I mean, I'm assuming like the big teams have better travel, like they have a better plane than the shitty teams, right?
So yeah, to a certain level. Yeah. Sometimes they might have their own jetliner that's just dedicated to the team's travel. Other ones might be like, yeah, we fly commercial, but it's all good.
I mean, it does remind me a little bit of like, you know, college basketball, and that like you have Kentucky sometimes, like most of the time really, because there's only so many games that are against like top level competition. So you have Kentucky going against like some, you know, like Eastern Kentucky, which is not even on the same level.
There's a similar thing where like in England, like the FA Cup, you'll see top teams play some of the teams in the lower division. So you'll see like Manchester United versus Sheffield Wednesday or something like that. And yeah, the facilities might be a bit different.
Mm. And Arsenal's not in Champions League because they didn't finish top four.
Yeah. Still itching.
All right, man. All right.
We're rebuilding. Thank you, man. There you go.
Walmart Black Friday. What's happening? Are they going to have it?
I don't know. That they're based on the ads being released, they want to. It's just trending so high on Google because I don't know. Again, we talk about our markers of time, like and Black Friday is like for consumers is like the big deal. But the Walmart they just put out their, I guess they're like what deals are going to be coming out on the coming Black Friday. They're doing it in like waves. Apparently there's like round one, which is November 4th. Then round
like two corrals, like a public marathon. Yeah.
It's like round two fight over. So that's what, you know, I don't, whatever.
I mean, those
it's deals, man,
that implies the presence of some sort of like overall coordination, just like, and that organization is the opposite. Like the whole point of that is chaos. It's like everybody is just let loose at the same time and fights each other over, which is, by the way, a media myth. It's overrated how like wild things are at Black Friday sales. The media just jumps on any story that involves any sort of violence or chaos at a shopping facility on that day and pretends like it's part of a Black Friday
oddly enough,
of violence.
They just try and heighten all that chaos, just like they do when they cover, you know, racial injustice or social justice marches.
That's exactly
too.
Right.
They reuse clips of the same shit trying to be like, well, this is what it's like, and it's not. So, yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, what their plan is for people and coming in and shit like that, but whatever. It's, you know, Black Friday.
A nice orderly door buster. That's exactly what we're looking at.
And then you go home with a lung buster.
Jeffrey Toobin. Lung buster. That's a fun name for COVID-19 that doctors should use. Watch out for the lung buster.
They're like, can I have a different doctor, actually? This guy his bedside manner is just non-existent.
He's just hired a marketing firm, and so that's, that's where this is coming from.
I'm sorry. The consultant said this would work better or hit harder, I guess. I didn't mean to say that.
Jeff Toobin. Went tubing on Zoom. Am I right? Oh boy. So we don't know much. Jeffrey Toobin is like the CNN legal analyst and also a New Yorker legal analyst. He writes for the New Yorker, one of the ones who even gets in the magazine on a pretty regular basis. And he was on a Zoom meeting between WNYC and New Yorker staff, mm-hmm. at which point he exposed himself. He's saying it was accidental. He's saying it was accidental. He did something that while he thought he was off camera, and it turns out he was on camera.
What did he do, though? I mean, I'm sorry to get like real fucked up.
That is the question.
Crass, but like, would he be like, uh-oh, y'all ready? Y'all ready for this? You're like, oh my God, Toobin, what is going on? Or did he like really be like, oh, thank God, I'm going to masturbate while my kids are out of the house and shit, but I'm on this Zoom call and they're like, oh my God.
That's the whole difference. Like if he was doing something like that, that is a real problem. If he like just left his camera on while he had to like use the restroom or something, that is, you know, super embarrassing and dumb, but what we shall see.
Yeah. I mean, what he said was, I believed I was not visible on Zoom. Okay. So then something's going on. Okay. That means you were in, it's not that the call ended and you were a straggler. You said, you know what? I don't know what the fuck is going on, but if you, I don't know. Okay. All right. Jeff Toobin and boot it.
That does not sound good. I'm not feeling good for his.
He asked for time off to deal with a personal issue, which are you just a dude doing like the wild, all right, come on people, just don't pull your dick out in any, unless you know you're
ever
in the privacy of your own home, not on a Zoom call.
Do not expose people to your dick.
That's why you gotta go old school. That's why I only beat my meat to the magazines. Ain't gonna be no Zoom call in a penthouse.
Oh man. Bummer. Real bummer that we have to picture Jeffrey Toobin's dick.
I don't even. Yeah. And he called it again. I hate to just keep as much as I want to keep moving on for the sake of the country, he calls it an embarrassingly stupid mistake. And I'm trying to understand if he's trying to like mitigate something that was actually really just fucked up, insidious, predatory, like just full on, like I'm gonna do some wild shit while a coworker is on a Zoom call, or not. But I mean, I'm not, you know.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, throw your dick in the trash.
It is throw your dick in the trash. It is interesting that he is, you know, one of the primary legal analysts for CNN, and we have this election coming up that. I've been doing some studying up on the 2000 election and how that all went down. And it is scary. And hopefully Democrats are lawyering up, because it's wild how just arbitrary the law was applied when it came to the 2000 election. Anyways, donkeys is trending. So I heard this phrase for the first time. Do we want to play a clip?
Yeah, I mean, for people who don't know, this was just trending big, and we believe it to be Jamie Loftus from a parallel dimension. This is a woman who's lining up to vote in Boston.
I want to vote on Fenway because we've all been cooped up inside for a little bit, and I got my donkeys, and I'm ready to vote for Joe Biden, but I wish I was voting for Bernie Sanders, but it's a team sport.
Okay, so that feels we covered all of it. A reluctant Biden voter who would rather be voting for Bernie Sanders and a Dunkin' Donuts fan.
Yeah,
we got
donkey,
it all there.
I got my donkey. When she says for the you got know my you can't donkeys. See it, I got my donkeys. She gestures to an iced coffee in her hand. This is a landmark moment for me personally, as it's the first time I've heard Dunkin' Donuts referred to as donkeys, and I will never refer to it as anything besides donkeys going forward.
I know. Next time we're ever on the road again, and you get me to have Dunkin', I hope you'll be like, "Yo, let's hit the Dunkies really quick." I'm like, "All right, I will trust you because now I love those sour cream donuts."
She's voting at Fenway, like,
"Yeah, cooped up inside, so I came to Fenway, got my Dunkies, voting for Joe, even though I'd rather vote for Bernie Sanders." You know
but it's a team sport. It's a team sport. That's the thing you have to understand about democracy.
Look at my mask. Team sport. Look at that Celtics logo, Bruins logo. Fucking Red Sox logo, Pats jersey.
My friend Sean and I always talk about how like silly it is at the end of the town where they're like, "We're gonna rob the cathedral, Fenway," and it's just like, "All right, fuck off, Boston." But it's almost like more that is accurate, like accurate to who Boston is, than it is that it's like unrealistic and we're laughing at the movie. And finally, Dodgers are trending back in the World Series
just for us to maybe lose.
I mean this is some serious Buffalo 3-1. Bills shit if the Dodgers lose.
Yeah, it's fucked up. It's part of me is just all like I love coming, the comeback was fantastic. When you're down 3-1, you remember those because that's usually the ones where the, you know, accumulated sports statistics indicate you're probably gonna stop that right there. You might get to a game 7, but it's the 3-1 is very, very difficult to overturn. And here we are, I don't know what to say. I'm optimistic, but because of the last two, I have a lot of pain and anguish, and it would just be so fucked up if we go to 3 out of 4 World Series and we don't win a single fucking one.
Just get swept. I am a Dodgers. I'm a fake baseball fan. Like I was real into Boston, bought the Sox when I lived there, just because, you know, Fenway, the cathedral. It's where I do all my voting. You know, exactly, through osmosis, I've definitely, you know, you can't live here, be a sports fan, and not like kind of be pulling for the Dodgers here after 3 out of 4 years being the Buffalo Bills of Major League Baseball. I think they got it in them this year.
I hope so.
Home run by what's his name? Sager? Or no, not Sager.
Yeah.
Bellinger. That home run by Bellinger.
Oh, Cody Bellinger.
Was one of the most satisfying home runs because it was tied, and like just the second he made contact with it and he just like threw his bat. It was it was dope.
Mm. And also just Dave Roberts, you know, we've gone through it with him. We've criticized his management in the postseason, but this was really the pinch hitting decision was great. It was a key moment to have Kike in there for Jock Peterson, just to fin. I mean, every it just felt, you know, it feels right. That's when I'm like, oh, please win. And also Dave Roberts, fellow Blasian Blackanese man, please, sir, help. Yeah. I would love this. I would love this.
Yeah.
Because I would too. He walked so I may podcast.
So they are going to the World Series to face the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. People were pointing out, this was Action Cookbook on Twitter tweeted, "Congratulations to Los Angeles and Tampa, two cities seeking to break 7 and 20 day title droughts, respectively." Because the Lakers won it 7 days ago. Tampa Bay won the Stanley Cup 20 days ago. So, yeah, one way or another,
someone's
going to be on a streak.
My God, that last out. That sealed the game last night. The do my neighborhood went up. Like,
I think every neighborhood.
It wasn't even fireworks. People were bucking shots.
Oh, really?
Like guns. They were. I was like, you know what? Hey, we're in LA, baby. And that is what it is. When your team gets to the World Series again, you're gonna hear some clapping.
Snap, crackle, pop. It was a fun times to be Angelino. Except for the whole
unless you're a terrified dog
pandemic. All right, well, that's what's trending this Monday. We hope you all are doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Be kind to yourselves, be kind to each other, stay inside, wash your hands, wear a mask, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.